The Braidwood Generating Station began operations in Illinois in 1988. The facility can produce enough electricity to power 2 million homes. Almost 5 million people live within 80 kilometers of the plant, including Maureen Headington.
I think that there's a level of mistrust that runs so deeply.
Some of that mistrust stems from radioactive tritium leaks. In 2007, residents and local governments near the plant sued Exelon, the company that runs Braidwood. They claimed the tritium leaks had contaminated drinking wells. In 2010, Exelon settled the suit by providing money for environmental cleanup projects in the affected communities. But the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, which oversees facilities in the United States, said the tritium leaks fell below the federal safety limits.
Every nuclear power plant has radioactive material effluents, very small amounts released that are under the federal regulatory limits.
Victoria Mittling is a public affairs officer for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. She says much of the information the NRC relies on to determine regulatory limits and how releases might impact health is several decades old.
The last study was done, you know, about 20 years ago. Some of the methodologies were outdated, and so we thought it was time to really take a closer look at the information available today, and we asked the National Academy of Sciences to conduct the study as a neutral scientific body.
There is
John Burris is the chair of the National Academy of Sciences Cancer Risk Study, sponsored by the NRC.
This meeting is part of five meetings that we're using to gather information to help us write a report that will look at the cancer risk assessment of individuals living near nuclear facilities.
The study group's latest meeting in suburban Chicago comes in the wake of the tsunami in Japan, which damaged the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, resulting in dangerous radiation leaks. The crisis, which continues to unfold, has raised global awareness of the perils of nuclear energy. But Burris says the committee, which includes scientists, doctors, and radiation experts from around the world, is not necessarily focused on catastrophic releases of radiation.
We're talking about the normal day-to-day activities of nuclear power plants and the people that live near them. Certainly, incidents like Fukushima and Chernobyl alert the public, but no, those really probably will provide very limited input to this particular study.
What Burris says will not be limited in the study is input from the public. Members of nearby communities in the shadow of one of Illinois' six nuclear plants, like Braidwood, were invited to attend the meeting and express their concerns.
We do an awful lot of thyroid, benign thyroid, and malignant thyroid work.
Victoria Mittling says she hopes public access to the meetings will help repair some of the mistrust that exists.
The mere fact that we are commissioning the study to be conducted by an independent, highly esteemed scientific body should say something about where our priorities are.
The committee will hold similar meetings in Atlanta and Los Angeles later this year. They hope to conclude the study and issue a final report to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission by the end of the year. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
And insist on an accelerated reduction in